directors.
Sudbush, you have that key for me? You have that key for me? We have a German book. This book in German. Might as well read the purport in German.
You want to do it with the German book?
Well, I thought that everybody knows German except for Krishna Kripan. So then there's no need to read the translation and purport twice.
I see. Usually, such an animal just does it all in English here.
Oh, everybody's English.
And there's a translation in the back over there. Yeah,
okay, everyone's happy with
that. Yeah, we do it like that.
Okay.
There's some people from Sweden.
I apologize in advance. I have a meeting in half an hour, so it'll be a little short today. Not too much I can do. Late start, right?
Let's start again.
Yeah, so.
You can speak again at the end. You have a negotiation. So.
Yeah. If I'm good. Okay. We'll talk about that. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter 22, Text 4. Ato,
ato,
hi, anyonyam,
anyonyam,
atmanam,
atmanam,
brahma,
brahma,
kshatram,
kshatram,
cha, rakshatah,
rakshatah,
rakshati,
rakshati,
smavyayo,
smavyayo,
devah,
devah,
sa,
sa,
ya,
ya,
sadasat,
sadasat,
atmakah,
atmakah,
ato hyon yon yam atmanam.
Ato hyon yon yam atmanam.
Brahma kshatram cha rakshatah.
Brahma kshatram cha rakshatah.
Rakshati sma vyayo deva.
Rakshati sma vyayo deva.
Sayad sadasad atmakah.
Sayad sadasad atmakah.
Ato hyon yon yam atmanam.
Ato hyon yon yam atmanam.
Brahma kshatram cha rakshatah.
Rakshati
sma vyayo deva.
Rakshati sma vyayo deva.
Saya sarasaratmakah.
Saya sarasaratmakah.
Ato hyanyonyam atmanam.
Brahma kshatram cha rakshatah.
Brahma kshatram cha rakshatah.
Rakshati sma vyayo deva.
Rakshati sma vyayo deva.
Saya sad asaratmakah.
Saya sad asaratmakah.
If I move back, there'll be more space.
Always like this. Everything is okay.
Someone else? Oh, no one else has the
verse. No, I think it's there, but it's hard to read. So maybe also no time.
Right. Ataha.
Ataha.
Hence.
Hence.
He. Certainly.
Certainly.
Anyonyam.
Anyonyam.
Each other.
Each other.
Atmanam.
Atmanam.
The self.
The
Brahma.
Brahma.
The Brahmanas.
The Brahmanas.
Kshatram.
Kshatram.
The Kshatriyas.
The Kshatriyas.
Cha.
Cha.
And. Rakshatah.
Rakshatah.
Protect.
Protect.
Rakshati sma.
Rakshati sma.
Protects.
Protects.
Avyayaha.
Avyayaha.
Immutable.
Immutable.
Devaha.
Devaha.
The Lord.
The Lord.
Saha.
Saha.
He.
He.
Yaha.
Yaha.
Who?
Who?
Sada Sadatmakaha.
Sada Sadatmakaha.
The form of the cause and effect.
The form of the cause and effect.
That is why the Brahmanas and Kshatriyas protect each other as well as themselves. And the Lord Himself, who is both the cause and effect and is yet immutable, protects them through each other. Purport. The entire social structure of varna and ashrama is a cooperative system meant to uplift all to the highest platform of spiritual realization. The Brahmanas are intended to be protected by the Kshatriyas, and the Kshatriyas also are intended to be enlightened by the Brahmanas. When the Brahmanas and Kshatriyas cooperate nicely, the other subordinate divisions, the Vaishyas or mercantile people, and the Shudras or laborer class, automatically flourish. The entire elaborate system of Vedic society was therefore based on the importance of the Brahmanas and Kshatriyas. The Lord is the real protector, but He is unattached to the affairs of protection. He creates Brahmanas for the protection of the Kshatriyas, and Kshatriyas for the protection of the Brahmins. He remains aloof from all activities. Therefore, He is called Nirvikara, without activity. He has nothing to do. He is so great that He does not perform action personally, but His energies act. The Brahmins and Kshatriyas and anything that we see are different energies acting upon one another. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Shvayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Tathati Shapatam Tika. Guess whoever this is can give me a copy. So yon yanyam atmanam, then brahmakshatram charakshataha vakshati smavyayo deva sa yad sadasaratmakaha. Well, ataha, hence, for this reason, that refers to the previous verses. The Lord created the Brahmins from His mouth, the Kshatriyas from His arms. Hence, therefore, they're meant to protect one another. Rakshati. Rakshata means protection. The Kshatriyas are meant to protect the Brahmins. The Kshatriyas are the police, the protective section. They're meant to protect the Brahminical culture. They're meant to protect the Brahmins. The Brahmins are peaceful. They're not, they don't take part in defense. But in order for them to peacefully carry out their duties, someone has to be in charge of giving protection. So the Kshatriyas are responsible for that as the arms of the society. And the Brahmins protect the Kshatriyas by giving them spiritual knowledge. The Mamamaya Duretraya, Kshatriyas may be able to defeat enemies in this world, but the greatest enemy is the illusory energy. And for that, Brahminical guidance is needed to overcome that material energy. So anyonyam means cooperation, each section helping the other section. Srila Prabhupada makes clear at the beginning of the purport that the entire Varnashram system is meant for the upliftment of everyone, spiritual upliftment. The materialistic society is just meant for competition and for everyone to somehow, they make rules. I can grab this much, you can grab that much. You can't grab this part because this part is reserved for these people. You can't grab, or if you want to grab that, you have to do this. There's some sort of lines drawn so that while we're competing for the limited resources of the material energy, there are some there's some semblance of order. But the goal is simply sense gratification. I'm interested in sense gratification, you're interested in sense gratification. If the competition is too heavy, if there are no rules, neither of us will get sense gratification. So we'll draw some lines so that we can both share in the sense gratification. Prabhupada called this thieves dividing piously. Some thieves have stolen some property, and then after they run away, they say, gentlemen, let's divide this religiously. But they're all thieves. The materialistic society is a society of thieves intent on exploiting Krishna's property and enjoying it for themselves. And therefore, it creates a so-called society in which no one advances. Everyone is materially frustrated sooner or later and spiritually going backwards. So the Varnashram system creates social order in such a way that the different sections cooperate for the highest spiritual purpose. Varnashram acharavata purushena parapuman Vishnu rajate panta nanyata toshakaram. The Varnashram system is meant to afford us the opportunity to attain success in human life by engaging our energy for the satisfaction of Krishna. The Lord is the one who's maintaining everyone, but he doesn't have to do it directly. Natasya karyam karnam cha vidyate. The personality of Godhead doesn't have to do anything. He doesn't have to punch a time clock, go to work. Parasya shaktir vividhaiva shruyate. Because his energies are doing everything automatically. Svabhaviki jnana balakriyacha. His energies do everything. And therefore the Lord doesn't have to do anything at all. It's like in a business, if it's very well organized, then the various workers do everything, and the boss can go play golf or whatever he likes to do. So the material creation is organized in such a way that Krishna's energies are doing everything. And therefore, Krishna's aloof. He doesn't have to do anything. He's not like the picture of God who's sitting on a throne and pushing buttons or pulling strings to make the world work. Everything's going on by the arrangement of his different energies. Although individual souls are all different, the super self or super soul is the supreme personality of Godhead. Individually, one's self may differ from others in certain qualities and may engage in different activities, such as those of a Brahmana, Kshatriya, or Vaishya. But when there is complete cooperation among different individual souls, the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Supersoul, Paramatma, being one in every individual soul, is pleased and gives them all protection. As stated before, the Brahmanas are produced from the mouth of the Lord, and the Kshatriyas from the chest or arms of the Lord. If the different castes or social sections, although apparently differently occupied in different activities, nevertheless act in full cooperation, then the Lord is pleased. This is the idea of the institution of four varnas and four ashramas. If the members of different ashramas and varnas cooperate fully in Krishna consciousness, then society is well protected by the Lord, without doubt. The different social orders are not meant for exploitation. It's not that the Brahmins are meant for getting fat at the expense of the other six sections of society, or the Kshatriyas are meant to suck out money through taxes or other means for sense gratification. All the parts are meant to cooperate. In the body, all the parts are meant to work together for the sake of the purpose of the whole body. So varnashram means that for the proper running of the social body, there should be cooperation for the satisfaction of Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that the Lord is the proprietor of all different bodies. The individual soul is the proprietor of his individual body, but the Lord clearly states, "My dear Bharat, you must know that I am also Kshetragya." Kshetragya means the knower or proprietor of the body. The individual soul is the proprietor of the individual body, but the super soul, the personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the proprietor of all bodies everywhere. He is the proprietor not only of human bodies, but of birds, beasts, and all other entities, not only on this planet, but on other planets also. He is the supreme proprietor, therefore he does not become divided by protecting the different individual souls. He remains one and the same. That the sun appears on top of everyone's head when at the meridian does not imply that the sun becomes divided. One man thinks that the sun is on his head only, whereas 5,000 miles away, another man is thinking that the sun is only on his head. Similarly, the Supersoul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is one, but he appears to individually oversee each individual soul. This does not mean that the individual soul and the Supersoul are one. They are one in quality as spirit soul, but the individual soul and Supersoul are different. Here the oneness of the Supersoul is established. Although I say that there are two birds sitting in the tree of the heart, the individual soul and the Supersoul. And I say Supersoul is in my heart and Supersoul is in your heart. But it doesn't mean I have one Supersoul, you have another Supersoul, cat has another Supersoul, dog has another Supersoul. Supersoul is only one. In the Bhagavad Gita, it's said that although the Lord is appears to be divided, he's situated as one. In the 13th chapter, the Lord appears divided, but he's one only. That's his capability, that he appears to be divided for the sake of being present in the heart of everyone. Yet, he's only one person. We conceive of him as being supersouls here, supersouls here, supersouls here, as if they were all different supersouls. The supersoul is one. And yet, that one person is present in the hearts of all living beings. Ishvara Sarvabhutanam, Hridayeshwe, Arjuna Tishtati. In the Brahma Sanghita also, it's said But the Lord is, although situated in innumerable forms, achincham, anadim, anantarupa, although he has anantarupa, unlimited forms, he's advaita. He's not two. He's only one. But we're different from the Supersoul. In another sense, we're also one with the Supersoul because Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Krishna is everything. But we're the energy of Krishna. And Krishna is the source of the energy. So there's a difference, a distinction between the individual soul and the Supersoul. The Supersoul is always situated in perfect knowledge. And the individual soul may be situated in utter illusion. The Supersoul is the worshipable Supreme Person, and the individual soul is meant to worship that Supreme Person. One is the part, the other is the whole. But Krishna is that Supreme Whole, and we're meant to serve Him. And we have a few minutes, so we'll see what kind of questions you might have. If any. Yes.
Kshatriyas and Brahmanas, they have different approaches.
And different
approaches.
Yes.
And different focus. So sometimes it can happen that there's some clashes. So how one should act then?
Brahmins and Kshatriyas have different focuses, and therefore there may be different sometimes clashes. There shouldn't be clash if everyone knows his prescribed duty and sticks to it. Therefore, Krishna says, "Paramatharma payama." Perform somebody else's duty is dangerous. There may be clash. Everyone should. There's an expression in English: "Mind one's own knitting." It means stick to your own business and don't meddle in someone else's. Even though you might do a better job of his work, it's his work. Well, let him do that, and we should do our own work. Then there shouldn't be clash. And everyone should know what his own work is. And finally, everyone should aim at the satisfaction of Krishna. Then even if there's difference of opinion or clash, sometimes it all resolves itself. Krishna's goodness. Is that okay? Something else? Yes?
Is it more the goal to bring the members of ISKCON to the state of Brahman, or to create Varnasham inside of ISKCON to have Kshatriyas?
Is it more the goal to do what?
To bring every member of ISKCON to the state of
Brahman. Oh, is it more the goal to bring everyone to the state of being a Brahmana, or to create Varnasham?
In
ISKCON. Our goal is to create Vaishnavas. Brahmins are another thing. They're subordinate. Real qualification is Vaishnav. That's the purpose of ISKCON. Just to create members of a social system is not our goal. Our goal is to produce pure devotees of Krishna, Vaishnavas. Then, both for practical running and to set the example for the rest of the society, the Vaishnavas should take different roles. Some of them should serve as Brahmins, some of them can take Kshatriya work, some can take Vaishya work, according to even Shudra, according to their capability. But it's not that because he's acting as a Kshatriya, he becomes a Kshatriya. Or because he's acting as a Vaishya, he becomes a Vaishya. He's Vaishnava, that's all. But he's acting as Brahmana or Kshatriya or Vaishya. Is that okay? He's also not householder or brahmachari, Vanaprastha Sannyasi. He's servant of Krishna. But for practical affairs and to set the right example for the rest of human society, he accepts the role of Brahmachari, Grahastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasi. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I'm not any of these things. I'm just the servant of Krishna. Well, that's what we want to create. Devotees, pure devotees. But for practical service and to set the example for others, divided in these different ways. Is that okay? Yes.
Sometimes we hear there's Tadara just and that verse which says, by the process of devotional service, we gradually become purified from the lower modes of nature and become situated in goodness. So that might indicate that someone might come in with a particular propensity and that it may change in the process of devotional service.
Mm.
Would that be... So in other words, gradually they would become Brahmanas.
Gradually they should become pure devotees.
That's there, but also more brahminical.
Yeah, pure devotees are naturally brahminical, but they may take up any work. He's a Brahmin, but he may have to deal with printers, like Prabhupada was dealing with printers, he was dealing with paper merchants, so he was doing business. But he was doing business for Krishna, for publishing the message of Srimad Bhagavatam, so he never left the brahminical platform, or the pure devotional platform. But he was doing business. Or a devotee may do management. Management is the business of the kshatriyas. But he does it in the spirit of pure devotional service. So it's not that he has to descend from the pure platform to do that. But he does it. Or those who are coming up, they may still have more of those qualities. So all right, as long as the qualities are there, let them be engaged in a particular way. He's little, got a sense of ego or, being a controller. All right, control for Krishna. As long as you have a controlling propensity, control for Krishna. Then it becomes purified also. Then Tadara just the moment. Is that okay? Something else? Yes?
Maharaj, in the end of the purport, super soul is discussed. So sometimes we meet people who have some experience of intuition that they went somewhere and something happened as if it was arranged to happen like that. So is it so that even materialistic people have some experience of the action of the super soul?
Everyone has experience of action of the super soul. But whether they realize it or not is another question. Super soul is running everything. He's Ishvara, Parameshwara. We think, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I did this, I did that. And the super soul is the one who made it all possible. But we think, I did it. Ahamkar vimudhatma kartaham iti manyate. I'm thinking I'm doing everything. But everything is possible by the arrangement of the super soul. And I take the credit. Everything's made possible by Krishna's arrangement. And I think, I did it. So everyone, every day, is seeing the arrangements of Krishna's energy. But they're thinking, that was my arrangement. Or from another point of view, everyone has the opportunity to ask himself, where did I get that idea? Where did I get that capability? Where did I get the inspiration to do this? Or why couldn't I remember? Sometimes there's an expression in French, the response from the stairs. It means you're having an argument with someone, and as you're leaving and going down the stairs, then you remember what you should have said. The response from the stairs. Usually we have better answers later. So everyone has the opportunity to ask himself, why when I needed it couldn't I remember that? Why later? Or how is it that I was able just at that moment to remember or to hit on what I should have said or what I should have done? Everyone has the opportunity. But then they supply the wrong answer. They say, well, I practiced and I'm just a sharp, you know, I don't know, I'm just better than the other guys. Or whatever. Somehow they look at it in such a way that they assign all the credit to themselves. Or else they say, well, it was just luck. Which means that there's no cause, it just happened. But a thoughtful person will consider what's behind luck, or what's behind my capability, or what was behind my inability to do this, or who supplied him the ability. Everyone has the opportunity to recognize the presence of the super soul at every moment. But they're missing. Yes.
Maharaj, for some practical purpose, we sometimes have to say that I did this for some practical purposes.
Yeah, it's not, otherwise you can't talk about what goes on in the world. You know, who's going to cook today? The super soul is going to cook. Well, we understand that. But then for practical, we also understand that some representative of the super soul is going to do the work, or the super soul is going to help some particular person to do it. So we're not against, it's not like we'll banish the word I or me from the English language. But we'll understand that when I do something, then it's possible by the sanction of the super soul, Upadrashtana Manta.
So where do we draw the borderline? Where we have to say that I did, and where we should.
You don't have to draw a borderline, draw a connecting line. You know, borderline means the cutoff point.
Yeah.
So you don't have to draw a borderline, draw a connecting line. You did something, you did everything. But you did it because Super Soul helped you.
Another question, Maharaj, in connection with the Varna Ashram system, as you said, to set an example to the society, we have to, you know, establish this Varna. So, Maharaj, what are the safeguards that we have to take, that the corrupt practice of caste system should not create?
You have to be Krishna conscious. There's no substitute. As long as I'm thinking that I'm this body, or as long as I'm infected by the material energy, that creeping tendency to claim some position as this or that will assert itself. Therefore, the most important thing, therefore Prabhupada wanted to create pure devotees, not just brahmanas or kshatriyas. Self-realized souls who know that my only business is to serve Krishna. And my apologies, I have a South African BBT meeting in 2 minutes. So I'll have to take your leave. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Jai Prabhupada ki jai, Nambakana Maharaj ki jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Premanande.
Hari Hari.
you know,